Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, is 70 years old and may have a new mission. That's the headline. Colonel Bob McGinnis from the Pentagon comes to give us all the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Remind us, what is NATO, how was it formed, and for what purpose?
Well, 70 years ago, in 1949, three of our World War II allies came to the United States enlisting their support in forming a new alliance to counter what at the time was the threat rising from the former Soviet Union. The organization started with three, recruited us. Today, of course, it's 29 members, and it was formed essentially to counter the maligned influence of the Soviets.
But this week in Washington, they had a celebration. The Secretary General of NATO speaking there at the Joint Houses of Congress. He met with the President of the United States, Donald Trump. This was a very important week as far as NATO is concerned, both in purpose and in correction as to how they must be operating.
Well, it certainly has been, Jimmy. And what's noteworthy here is whether or not NATO continues to be a viable organization. We've gone through something similar, in the past. After the end of the Cold War in 91, NATO was kind of looking around as to what it was going to do. It joined us in 2001, of course, in the War on Terror. And now I think it's going through a new metamorphosis of sorts in that, of course, Russia is resurgent and poking its nose in all sorts of affairs, to include Venezuela and Syria and elsewhere under and above the water around the world. One of the topics they brought up, what's NATO going to do with the Asian giant, China, and the threats that it's posing to all the nations that are part of the alliance. So this could be a new era for NATO going forward.
Bob McGinnis explaining the origins and the purpose of NATO at the time of its 70th anniversary. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. The original purpose of NATO was to protect the European Union from Russia. With the rise of China, NATO may take on additional duties of protecting the European Union and the world from China. Both Russia and China are mentioned in Bible prophecy. Russia as Magog in Ezekiel 38:2, and China as the kings of the east in Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12. China and Russia will be major players in the seven-year tribulation period to come. Russia will be at the beginning of the 7 years, and China at the end. The stage is being set for these two world powers in Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...